1 Corinthians chapter 9 will be the focus of our study tonight. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 19. This is going to cover a very familiar scripture that we've all heard repeatedly. But it's easy to forget. And so tonight should be a reminder to us all, myself included, of our responsibilities as a servant of the Lord. And so chapter 9, verse 19. Would you stand with me as we read from the Word of God? Verse 19 says, For though I am free from all men, I have made myself a servant to all, that I might win the more. And to the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might win the Jews. To those who are under the law, as under the law, that I might win those who are under the law. To those who are without law, as without law, not being without law toward God, but under law toward Christ, that I might win those who are without law. To the weak I became as weak, that I might win the weak. I've become all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. Now this I do for the gospel's sake, that I may be a partaker of it with you. Our Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for the privilege that you have given us to serve you. Father, keep us mindful that we're here to be a witness, that we're here to win the lost, to make disciples and teach them and grow them in your name. Father, I pray that you'll open up those doors of opportunities that we may do that very thing and that we will constantly be looking for opportunities to share your marvelous love. Lord, open our hearts and our minds now to your word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. Paul opened with the statement, "For though I am free from all men." Now I want you to think about that phrase. Literally what Paul's saying is, I'm free to do anything I want to do. We know he was a Roman citizen. He wasn't a servant or a slave. And he was. He had the opportunity and the right to choose to spend his life any way he wanted to spend his life. Just like we do today. It is our choice to decide how we're going to use this life that God has given us. But I find it interesting that Paul, in his freedom, he was very unselfish. In that, even though he was free from all men, he said, I have made myself a servant to all men, that I might win the more. Paul being free to be whatever he wanted to be, to do whatever he wanted to do, his decision was, I have made myself a servant. And that's reflected, I want you to focus for just a moment on the I. You know, I've discovered something as a pastor. I can preach whatever I want to preach, you know. But until people take it personally, and they make it a personal commitment, I can't make anyone do anything. I can't make a lost person be saved. I can't make a saved person do as they should do. It comes down to you have the freedom to do whatever you want to do. But until you make up your mind to do as God has called you to do, you won't do it, right? I mean, we're all in that same spot. And so when Paul said, I have made, that was a decision, a commitment that he had made within himself. He said, I've made myself a servant to all. Can you imagine that phrase? Paul's personal commitment was to serve people. Now, it wasn't that personal commitment of, I'm here to do what people want me to do. He was very direct in being a servant. He was there to preach the gospel to the lost. As a matter of fact, that word servant, it means to enslave. He was enslaved to that purpose. And it did not matter who it was. It did not matter the race. It did not matter what they believed. It didn't matter how evil they were. Paul's point was, I'm going to preach the gospel. And the goal of this servitude was that he might win the more. Here's the point. Paul never lost his concern for the salvation of the lost. Never. Every day was an opportunity to share Jesus Christ with the Apostle Paul and to teach those new converts about Jesus so that they would grow. You see, it's very easy for us to remain in our little group, and I think this happens in churches a lot, in that we get real comfortable where we are. Listen, I love Victory Baptist Church and the members of Victory Baptist Church. That means I love you. I love when we meet. I love the time that we spend together. But you know what? If I'm not very careful, this will be my whole life. And it's not intended to be my whole life, my time with you. I'm here to be a witness, is the point to that, right? It's easy to remain with the group that we're comfortable with and isolate ourselves from the world and from especially the lost people of the world who have absolutely no hope. Yes, it's good to love the brethren. Yes, it's good to spend time with our brothers and sisters in Christ. Yes, we should value that. However, do you know that we're also expected to have relationships with the lost? We are. And I'll be honest with you, sometimes that makes us very uncomfortable because they do things we disagree with. They do things that we don't like. And when we're around it, it's not comfortable. But we're still expected to have those relationships. Not to be like them, but to have relationships with them. Because if you don't have a relationship with somebody, you'll never win anybody to the Lord. 1 Corinthians 5:9, Paul said, I wrote to you in my epistle not to keep company with the sexually immoral people, yet I certainly did not mean with the sexually immoral people of this world, or the covetous, or the extortioners, nor idolaters, since then you would need to go out of the world. Right? He's implying there that we should have relationships with people who are not saved. That's why we're here. Tell me, do you look for that? I'll be honest with you. Sometimes it makes me very uncomfortable. Something that's makes me very uncomfortable is language. I'll be honest with you, I'm offended by filthy language. Are you? You know? It bothers me. I don't want to be around it. But you know what? If I'm not around the people that are using filthy language a little bit, I'll never have the opportunity to tell them about Jesus Christ. If I'm never around those who are living in sin, if I'm never around those who have a different viewpoint about what marriage is, if I'm never around those people, I'll never win them. And if I or someone like me, another believer, never wins them, they have no hope. That's why Paul says, I became all things to all men that I might win some to Jesus Christ. Listen, you understand, if we have these relationships, we don't have these relationships so we can be like them. We have these relationships so that we can win them to Jesus. When Paul said, I became all things, he wasn't talking about being a politician. There's one thing Paul was not. He was not a politician. He didn't tell people what they wanted to hear. He didn't change his message based on his audience. He didn't compromise what he believed based on the people he was around. Nothing was about compromising anything. And I think that's a problem with where we are in the world today, that we think, well, you know, I've got to change the message because the message is offensive. No, the message is not offensive. We keep the same message, that message of salvation by grace through faith to all who have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We live in a day when most churches have come to the point where, well, we live in a different time and a different age, and you know, we've got to change with the times. No, we don't have to change. We just have to declare the message. I think that's our failure, is a failure to declare. What Paul did, he did change his approach with different groups. Right? He didn't change his message, but he did change his approach with different groups. He said, to the Jews, I became a Jew. Well, he was a Jew, right? But what he's talking about, he lived as the Jewish people lived in reference to the law. He was very intentional in keeping the law when he was around other Jews. Why? So that it could open up a door of witness. Jesus Christ. He said, when I was without or around the Gentiles, I became as them. And when it says those without the law, that's who he's referring to. When he was around Gentiles, he didn't try to bring them under the law of Moses. But he simply approached them where they are with the message of salvation of Jesus Christ. He said, to the weak, I became weak. Word weak, it means just what it says, ill. It's the opposite of being strong and robust. When somebody was ill or weak or sick, Paul didn't go to him boisterously. He went to him as the guy that had the thorn in the flesh. You know? It's all a matter of approach. It's very simple. A witness will try to build bridges, not walls. You don't change the message. You don't compromise the message. But you do reach out to all people with the message of Jesus Christ. I mean, it's so easy to push people away. That's what the Jews did. You know, they called Gentiles, they were Gentile dogs, right? Absolutely no respect. That's no way to approach. You won't win anyone that way, right? Challenge is this. I don't care who we are. We have been given the Great Commission. Every individual, when I say I don't care who we are, I'm talking about every individual. We all have a responsibility. And that responsibility is to win the lost. And you will never win a lost person if you never tell them about Jesus Christ. You just won't. As I said, we've been given the Great Commission. It says, go, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit. Win them to Jesus. That's what we're here for. Our work on the college campus is to win them to Jesus and to teach them. Our work with children is to win them to Jesus. Your work with your co-workers is to win them to Jesus. But you've got to be a servant. You've got to approach each day with that attitude. I am a servant. Brother Doug, how can I do that? We've got to remember, we're not here for ourselves. We're not here to spend this life the way we want to spend it. We're here to take everybody to heaven that we possibly can. Amen? Everybody to heaven. The only way we're going to do that is to be like Paul. We're careful in our approach. We make our approach appropriate. We don't compromise our message, but we very deliberately tell people about Jesus. That's all Paul is saying here. Now this I do for the gospel's sake. We're here for the sake of the message of salvation of Jesus Christ. Let us share that message.